all this legislation and all the voting rights stuff that's going on, people think, up in the clouds, there's 10,000 feet in the air, and there's nothing that I can do about it. But then you get into the weeds, you get into the communities, you get into the neighborhoods, and this is where the Betty Magnuses come in. This is where the commitments of the Diane Arbery's come in, where the commitment of the Lawrence Moores come in and the Christine Woods come in. They're like, you know what? You know, Congress, you need to listen to us. You work for us. These are bills that we need to have passed so that our voices are heard. We're not pushing any partisan stuff. We're saying, let us vote. And this is what we need to let us permit us and allow us to vote. That's what this John Lewis Day is all about. It's not pushing a party. It's pushing a policy of allowing Americans to vote. So when I hear Betty talk about, all the fraternities and sororities and community organizations that are coming out, when I listen to Lawrence Moore talking about Carolina for all, Lawrence, you're not saying North Carolina for all. You're saying all of Carolina for all. This is what these voting rights are all about. Lawrence, am I off here? Is that what you mean? Is that why you're so involved in this?
Well, it's Carolina. We operate out of South Carolina, but that's basically, the name of our organization is Carolina for All. What we do, I'm from the Rainbow Push Tree. Is that we advocate for people to make sure they get the things in their community they need, and elections is crucial in democracy. If we don't have a voice to vote, we don't have a voice at all. Now we got work to do in training people and utilizing that vote in a proper way to get benefits for your community. But we work basically in South Carolina, and I didn't get to mention. Our partners in Spartanburg, we're working with the NAACP, Angela Edwards. They got a great group. Michael Brown, I think he's the president of the branch in Spartanburg. They are excited about the opportunity. I had a long conversation with her this morning about them gathering for their event on July the 17th. Columbia at the State House, we'll have an event. And we're working hard to get things together down in Charleston where we should be. Demonstrating to the people in Charleston the importance of not getting gerrymandered out of a congressional seat. So, it's a lot of work to be done in all our communities, but I don't know if anything else to do but do the work.
All right now. And I just want to, really emphasize to people throughout the country, you don't have to be an experienced organizer. You don't have to be a lawyer or legally trained or some PhD or master's degree. Listen, Diane Arbery will tell you that her whole family had to become activists when that was not who they were in their history. They had to become voting rights advocates because they had to, really change. And she can tell you that, when you hear her talking, this is a mother who, who loves, her family. And that's who stands up. And that's, who are standing up all over the country during these events. I am so proud of my cousin who is putting on one in Oakland, California. She is a church leader within her church. But her heart said, I got to do something about voting rights. So I just want to encourage people, never, look at yourself and say, I can't. You can. John Lewis was just a boy at 16 when he said it. He never was a lawyer, but he stood on that Pettus Bridge and said, I want a new law. And that's what we're saying today, that we want new laws that will allow everyone to vote, that can stop this voter suppression that's happening around the country. So when I, raise that up, to our whole panel, Diane in particular, I want you to just again tell people why little tiny Brunswick. Brunswick is not a big old city. Norlena, North Carolina, which is having an event, isn't a big old city. Tennessee, Cookeville, Tennessee, that's having an event, not a big old city. You know, tell people why Brunswick is standing tall. Diane? All right. She's either muted, but we cannot hear her. So why don't Diane, you're muted. You got to come off of mute. But in any event, for the whole panel, you know, as we look at, you know, this coming, this coming July 17th, what do you want to say to everybody in this country about how they can get involved, what they can do, and why it's important for us to fight for this new voting rights laws.
But it's Lawrence again. One of the other things that I need to lift up is the work that we're doing with the League of Women Voters on this event. They're definitely partners that's encouraging people to come out, and then they're going to participate as speakers also. But, this is an opportunity for us as a community to gather together in a upward, a positive type thing. Our rights to vote is something we need to cherish and something that we need to make sure our children cherish. And for those things to happen, we have to demonstrate to the public that we appreciate it and that we're willing to stand to make sure that we get the proper voting rights and opportunities that we should. And it's an ongoing type situation that we got to do it every day. And at some point, we got to do it louder than we did the day before. But here in South Carolina, we're going to continue to do that. And hopefully, on the 17th, we get plenty of press, media coverage. So the ones that wasn't able to make it out are aware of all the issues that surround our election.
All right, now. Thank you. And Lawrence, how do people reach you?
Well, you know, we're on a website. It's carolinaforall.org. We also is on Facebook, and Instagram, and X. Just look up Carolina for All. Either look up Lawrence Moore on, and you can find me. But please reach out, and you know that's why I emphasize our Facebook page. We get a lot of activity on it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And the same question. To you, Betty Magnus. There are people in and around Bellwood, around Chicago, and all the other surrounding areas. They're saying, "My goodness, I hear what's going on over there in Chicago. I've got to be a part of this." And not only do I want to be a part of it, I want to be part of the planning. How do people reach you, Betty?
They can reach me by going to see. As in Charles, B as in Bill, Magnus, MAGNESS, and Rainbow Push, one word, .org. They can call me at 312-720-3977, or they can go to the Mobilize information that Christine gave out. But I am ready and available. We have people coming from Evanston, Oak Park.
All right now.
Flossmore, on the South End, Harvey, they're coming from all over to the Chicago Vigil for the John Lewis Candlelight Vigil to commemorate the 4th anniversary of his passing. And nobody I've said, you know, they say, what are you doing? I say, it's about John Lewis. Everybody knows who John Lewis is, and it's on the historical Point DuSable Lakeshore Drive.
Thank you. Same question, Christine. How do people get in touch with you? They said, I want to be part of DFAT. I want to be there at Syracuse. How do people get in touch with you?
Thanks so much, Barbara. So for folks that are interested in joining DFAT, as a reminder, we're a coalition of organizations working to pass these bills that we're all talking about. You can go to our website, dfadcoalition.org. That's dfadcoalition.org. So you can, of course, go there, learn more about our work, and sign up to get involved. And if you want to contact me, if you're in upstate New York and you want to join the Syracuse event, you can reach out at christine@dfadcoalition.org.
All right. And Daryl, I just want to say before we turn it in, Diane, are you there? All right. I just want to say before we turn it in, Daryl, that everybody, you can go to tjcoalition.org. We always give this out every week. tjcoalition.org. That's our website for Transformative Justice Coalition. You'll find all kinds of links to these events, to the Mobilize, to everything, so that you can be part of this. Don't feel that you will not be part of this. We don't care what part of the country you're in. On noon on July the 17th at noon, we're going to have a national broadcast throughout the country where you will be able to hear as we start our day of action. And that evening at 6 o'clock, the Washington, D.C. event's going to also be broadcasting. So everybody, don't give up. Don't ever give in. Be a fighter on the front line like John Lewis. And I want to say thanks to all our national partners, to Black Voters Matters, to Legal Women Voters U.S., to DFAT, to Public Citizen, to the ACLU, to the Leadership Conference for Civil Rights, to the Transformative Justice Coalition, and 20 other partners around the country. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Daryl.
Thank you so much, Barbara. You know, you're going to learn a lot, and the whole purpose of the John Lewis Day of Action is for you to learn about these bills, is for you to learn about what's happening across the country. So we encourage you to go to mobilize.us/John Lewis Action and sign up for one of the Mobilize actions that are going on in your neighborhood. You know, we will close with this. We tell everybody to get off the sidewalks, to get into the streets, that this is a time, July 17th is a time, that you can get off the sidewalks, get into the streets, and learn, teach, and push on voting rights. Folks, we can say it like this. John Lewis always said that he was just one vote. He was one quiet voice that came out of the farm. He was one quiet light that existed. But that little light of his, he let it shine. We're encouraging and want you to let your little light shine at these John Lewis Days of Actions, demanding the passage of the Freedom to Vote Act, the passage of the Native American Voting Rights Act, and the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, and the ultimate sign, D.C. statehood.
Yes!
Folks, until next Tuesday, noon, Eastern Standard Time. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
Until people come before profit. Until all energy is clean. Until the wild is truly free. Earth Justice will never rest. Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Until justice stands for all, Earth Justice will never rest. If you share our restless spirit and want to commit to fighting for a just and equitable future for everyone, go to earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.